Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's our 10 o'clock hour, open home hour.
On this Easter Passover special celebration of Rosie on the House, we're bringing hope to you at your home, today especially.
And if you're just joining the broadcast, we have updated some new features to our phone system this week. And in doing so, we accidentally have our 800 forwarding number not working. So,
I'm proud to tell you that had nothing to do with me.
If you want to join the conversation, you're going to have to dial directly to the studio we're broadcasting from today, KTAR, 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. And we've been talking utilities this broadcast, and we've got a special guest on the line from TEP who will join us momentarily. But we're going to get right
to... And we're talking about it for a couple reasons. One, if you've never researched and studied your electricity plan, now would be a great time to do it. If the kids are home, it would be a great math assignment. And you could turn this into a homework program that actually pays you money. If you're looking at stretching your budget, the first place you've got to look is your electric bill. And there are ways you can drive the bill down without spending a nickel, not one nickel, and your bill can go down. That's what we've been talking about for the last hour. But right now, we're going to go to calls, and we've talked to APS. We've talked to SRP. We actually have a special guest from TEP coming in, but I'm going to ask Joe to hold on just one second while we take Liz from Chandler, who's very graciously held for a long time to get her question aired. Good morning, Liz. How can we help you?
Good morning. Happy holidays to all the crew.
Merry, happy
when
Easter.
When I bought and moved into my house, I was told that I should wrap my water heater, but I don't remember what season I'm supposed to wrap it for or why I'm doing it.
Well, it doesn't matter the season. You can get a water heater wrap kit at any of the hardware stores. They're only, as I remember, between $15 and $20. If it's an electric water heater, I would wrap it. If it was gas, I might have a professional come wrap it, but I wouldn't encourage homeowners to wrap it themselves. So if it's an electric water heater, yeah, that's something you're going to get a payback on. It's just one more layer of insulation, keeping the water that you've already paid to heat up hotter longer. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And it is an electric water heater.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The kits are by the size of the tank. And they're labeled very clearly. You just go to the hardware store and say, I've got a 40-gallon, I've got a 60-gallon, whatever you have. And they'll sell you the kit. You take it home. And it's just like putting a sweater on your water heater.
And the new water heaters that have the closed-cell foam insulation, really not sure you would really need to wrap those. If it's an older one that has the fiberglass bat, that one would make sense, but the newer ones now with a closed foam, and there's even ones like the Marathon model where it's got 5 inches of foam. You know, they get like a 1 degree temperature drop in a 24-hour setting.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a Yeti type, water heater. It's just a little different. That's what they're for. It's something that I see as time goes on. It's one of those products that'll just phase out of relevance.
Because the manufacturers have keyed in to how to make their equipment more efficient.
Right.
Let's get down to Tucson and welcome Joe Berrios from TEP. Joe, good morning. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for asking us to be on. Well, appreciate it.
Yeah, we've spent quite a bit of time here the last couple of weeks kind of looking at this. I can't be a customer of APS, SRP, and TEP all at the same time, so I'm intimately familiar with the utility company that provides power for me, but I've spent time educating myself the last 2 weeks how the utility companies treat all the other homeowners, and I thought, well, we got to get TEP on air and talk to them. I love your home energy calculator. I had to call someone in Tucson and say, give me your address. But other than that, that was a tremendously easy tool to use on your website.
Yeah, that's really a great tool, and it's something that we have tried to let our customers know about, because you're right. I mean, what we've heard from customers over time is that they're more interested in where their power comes from, and they're more interested in what they can do to manage their bill. And so that tool is great because it looks at if you were doing nothing differently, what would your bill look like on the four different residential pricing plans that we have in place? And so it really allows you to kind of do compare apples to apples how your bill would look on those different plans.
What a great exercise for your junior high or high school kids that are stuck at home. This would be a tremendous little experiment for each one of the kids to get on, plug in the information. They're going to have to do some inquiries about size of the home and what are the appliances driven by. But that's all great information. And have the kids do it separate and see if they come up with the same plan.
Right. Yeah, and you know, it's something that I think customers are interested in. I think they're interested when the more research they do, the more thinking about it they do, the more interested they are in learning about when they use energy and how they use energy, how they operate appliances in their home. You know, as you've said, I mean, there really are some opportunities there to manage your bill and even lower it if you have that that flexibility.
Well, I'd like to give a tip of the hat to TEP, because ordinarily people who are a little afraid of trying a different plan, you've recently made it easier for them and eased a couple regulations. Talk about that.
Sure. So I mean, obviously, right now, pandemic is affecting many different people in many different ways. We understand the customer, and we've talked to customers. We've heard from them. I mean, they're experiencing all different sorts of things. Maybe they're out of work right now, or they might have childcare issues because school is out. Point being, you know, their lifestyle has certainly changed. And because of that, we've heard from some of those time of use customers who have said, hey, my circumstances were such that I could cut down on energy use during peak hours. But now, given everything that's happened, my schedule has really changed. It's a lot different. And I'm worried about actually driving my bill up because of their circumstances.
So
what we've done is we've relaxed some of the rules that we normally have in place. Usually will require a customer to stay on a plan for about a year, and there's benefits to them for doing that, because the longer you're on a plan, the more you can compare from year to year how you use energy. But for now, given everything that's happened, we've relaxed some of those rules. And so if a customer is on one plan, and again, if they think they might be able to manage their use and maybe lower their bill, they have some flexibility and some freedom to move to a different pricing plan and to give that a try.
At TEP, we'll leave the light on for you, right?
we do our best. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Joseph, I can't thank you enough for joining us and talking people through the options, and really congratulate TEP for relaxing that rule about being able to go try another consumption plan, verify it works for you. On the off chance it doesn't, y'all are going to let them change back. So thanks again for that. I think this is the wave of the future.
Absolutely. And if customers are interested, please go to our website, take a look at what's available. If you can avoid running your washing machine, your dishwasher and appliances at the same time, and maybe change up how you do things, it's certainly worth thinking about it and taking a look.
Very good.
You know, you were talking about having the kids involved. I think a great incentive is, let's look together, see where we're at, see how we can save, and then whatever savings you can document, you share with the kids. Maybe it goes into a kitty for a trip or a special night for when things change again. But it really is just one a really very practical way to use a skill. And that's one of the beauties of being home when you school is it's real life applications.
Well, and I can tell y'all, I've been on each utility company and like I say, I had to cheat a little bit because some of the utility companies won't let you access the calculator unless you're in their service range. So I had to call people I knew that were serviced by TEP. I had to call people I knew were serviced by SRP. I'm serviced by APS so I could access my account. And I played with it, and it was tremendously helpful. Actual comparison tools that look at your consumption and say, look, if you would change to this, here's the potential savings you could have. And again, I'm super passionate about this. Folks, it doesn't cost a dime. You're all thinking, what do I have to invest to make this work? To change plans is free. Now, there are investments you can make. Programmable thermostat should be one. Energy management computer should be number two. If you can't discipline your family, or you don't want to discipline yourself, and you want the computer to do it automatically, that's available at Advanced Home Systems, 602-402-7656. I have one on every piece of residential property I own. And I can tell you that with the energy management computer and with super cooling, I'm paying less per electricity than I would if I had a solar system mounted on my roof. Okay? That's how well it works. Now that's one thing that's an investment, but changing power plans costs you nothing. Joe Berrios of TEP, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. We get back. We've got Mike on the line and an open line for you. If you'd like to call and give a testimonial of how you changed from a standard plan to a time of use plan and what difference it made at your house, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring, 602-277-5827.